Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Good afternoon, my elder.
Good afternoon. How are you, sir?
Very well, thank you. How are you doing?
I'm doing all right, and I hope you're doing well too.
I'm doing well. Thank you so much for asking. Now, we're talking about the unity in the body of Christ this afternoon. And of course, we're going to be continuing with this until Friday. So those of you who are joining us, please do note that we're going to be talking to Elder Lloyd until Friday about the unity in the body of Christ. And of course, the Adventist Church is a global denomination spanning multiple cultures, languages, races. And when we consider that fact, how can unity be fundamental to our beliefs? You know, does unity mean having same identity? And so we will, be talking about this subject over the next couple of days. Now, my elder, how do we then define unity in the context of the SDA Church?
Okay. Well, unity isn't just a theological concept that was basically coined. It's basically the heartbeat of the church. It's understanding that we are all different parts of one divine masterpiece.
Mm.
So basically it means working together under the direction of the Holy Spirit.
Mm.
You know, just like a choir harmonizes with different voices, the church is at its strongest when it embraces our diversity and comes together as one. So our unity isn't based on the sameness, but on the fact that we are united in Christ. A unity is stronger than the difference we might have. I mean, you know, unity means that we are united even in our diversity.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So when we are united in purpose and love, there is nothing that the church can't accomplish.
Yeah, that's true. But very, very true. Now, what is the difference then between unity and uniformity?
Yeah, unity and uniformity. I think this is a very interesting one, but I would like to propose that unity is the beauty of diversity, working in perfect harmony. Uniformity is the death of diversity.
Mm.
Unity says we are many, but we are one. But and it also celebrates distinct gifts and grounds of each person that each person brings to the table. But uniformity, on the other hand, tries to squeeze us all into the same mold. The church isn't a factory or an assembly line, you know, whereby we basically make the same model and say, yeah, model what of Mercedes-Benz. But it's a living body where every part has its role. We don't need to be the same to be effective. In fact, our strength lies in our differences, not in our sameness. Whereas uniformity emphasizes that we should be the same. We should act the same, we should think the same. And so, but unity means that you are united in your differences.
So united in the differences.
Yes, we are united under one purpose, regardless of how different we are.
Ah, I see. Very clear. Now, why would you say, or why do you think, rather, that unity is a necessity in the body of Christ?
You know, in the book of Corinthians, I think it's 1 Corinthians chapter 12, from verses 12 going down, Paul here speaks, in fact, he likens unity to the human body. And he speaks, he says that we are united in the body of Christ.
Mm.
And then he says the hand cannot say to the eye, you know, basically labeling or speaking about different parts of the body. So basically, unity is essential because a divided body, imagine if the hand was to do its own activity and the eye had to do its own activity, it would be rendered powerless.
Mm.
So Jesus prayed that we should be one, because our unity is proof that is proof to the world that the gospel is real. You know, I mean, Think about it. When the church is united, it becomes an unstoppable force for good. We are called to reflect the love and power of Jesus Christ. And that's something the world desperately needs to see. Disunity, on the other hand, is the church's greatest weakness. When we are united, we shine as a beacon of hope and grace in the fractured world. So I would say that unity is not a luxury, but it is the mission itself. So we really need unity.
That's actually very important. We need unity. It's not something that we want. You're saying it's a necessity. It's a definite need. Oh
Yes.
man, it's so you know, music to my ears when you say such a beautiful words. Now, are we not automatically united by virtue of worshiping the same God?
Yes, spiritually, we are united in Christ. The moment we believe in Him, we are united in Him. Our spiritual unity is unbreakable because of its because when it's anchored in Christ, because if it's anchored in Christ, not in us, then it basically unites us. But unity isn't just about spiritual reality. It's something we must actively live out. It's like a marriage. The vows are made, the bond is established, but it's a daily love. It's something that you practice on a daily basis. You practice to love, you practice to respect, you practice to sacrifice. That makes the relationship thrive. The unity we have in Christ is a gift. The unity we live out is a choice.
The unity we have is a gift, and the unity we live out is a choice. Ah, beautiful, beautiful words there. Now, before I let you go, my elder, what is it that you would want to leave as a point of emphasis, as we let you go this afternoon?
I want to remind each and every one of us that unity is our greatest weapon, and it's also our greatest challenge. The world needs to see that the church is not defined by division or conflict, but by love, humility, and purpose. So if we embrace our differences, not as barriers, but as the very things that make the body of Christ, we will be stronger. Unity also isn't just a theological ideal. It's a way we show the world the love of Jesus Christ. So when we come together in His name and our lives change, we heal the communities, we draw people closer to Him. So basically, the grace of God is revealed in our lives through unity. So not just talk about unity, let's live it, let's breathe it, let's make it a reality of every believer.
Very powerful words there indeed. Elder Lloyd, I must say, thank you so much for joining us. You know what was you? It's actually very powerful because a powerful you know statement and conversation. Because I normally hear that they say, "United we stand, and divided
And
we fall." So.
yes.
So I suppose that the strength of any organization is in the unity of its people, eh?
Absolutely.
Beautiful stuff. Thank you so much, my elder.
Thank you so much, and may God bless you and the listeners as well.
Beautiful. We're going to be connecting again tomorrow at the same time and the same place.
I look forward to it.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.